And now, back to your radio hosts, Donald Bateman and Lisa Anibase.
My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
And we're here at Etaipai 2005, and you're listening to Type Radio. And with us is Ritwa. I thought you pronounce it like Ritu.
Ritu, can be. My good friends call me Leinonen.
Leinonen?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Does it mean something? That's mean that everybody, they call me Ritu, because it's more easy to pronounce, but friends, close friends call me Leinonen. That's my...
So you know who your friends are?
Yeah. That's special.
Are you religious?
Sami is my translator.
Yeah, but first you should say something, then I can translate, perhaps.
Yeah, but the question was...
Oletko uskonnollinen?
Yes, uskontoa? But different way, that not Lutheran.
But more like in a spiritual way?
Yeah, I have my own way. I have been mixed to all those relations, what I have been conduct.
Do you like to drink?
Of course, yes.
And what do you like to drink?
Beer.
Do you have rituals?
Onko rituaaleja ritulla?
I think so, yes. But I don't going to tell them what are my rituals.
Why not?
Oh, no, it's mine.
How do you relax?
Not yet. Next week.
But if you relax, how do you do it?
Oh, I think I'm traveling.
Traveling?
Yeah. I go to the country what language I don't understand. That's my best way to be relaxed.
But you see
that... A few days I understand what they're talking, so I can go away.
That you are interested in languages?
Yes.
Okay.
Who do you trust?
Trust? Typography.
How many illegal fonts do you have? Illegal fonts.
Illegal? No, I don't think that way. It's coming on time. Most I like my own calligraphy.
And do you have a favorite dish, food that you like the most?
No, I'm very open for everything. Yes.
Have you cheated?
Ootko narrannut tai siis huijannut jossain yhteyksissä?
Yes, all the time.
And what was the last time, for example?
I don't going to tell you.
Okay.
We are not going to ask you a question then.
Have you been ripped off? Been stolen from?
Onko sut ryöstetty joskus?
Yes, at once in Paris.
Have you taken action? Have you done something against it?
No, it was so small money I lost. But it was very clever way to do it.
How did they do it?
They do it in metro.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They picked your pocket?
No, there was stopped on the metro.
And then he...
Yeah. And wow. I didn't understand. It was clever.
Yeah, maybe we should try that. No? Yeah, we will try it. No.
What is your favorite book?
My favorite book? I have many. Difficult to say one of them, but... Lena Kroon, she's Finnish writer, and I like very much she's book. She have been written many, and I read all. Yes.
And what is her subject of writing? What does she write about?
She's a very clever writer, and the books are very interesting. They are not realistic, but the things are So she can write as a symbolism.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I understood it right, but I like it. I can follow it. And I think she's one of the best in that time in Finland, in my side.
So does it make you think?
Yes, yes.
Do you have a lot of, do you know other people that really like her and has a different idea of what she's writing about?
Yes, I know. And I know many people who don't like also, but
yeah,
that's why.
Do you have a hero?
Not yet. But I want to say that one music is I like the new Finnish music and the composers. Mikä sen nimi oli se suomalaisen naisen?
Suomalainen nainen. Teki minkä?
Opera. I tell it later. I lost, but I'm so tired. But
what is your dearest possession, your favorite possession?
Possession?
Yeah, material thing, your favorite thing.
Omaisuus. Niin kuin rakkain joku, mitä sä omistat. Niin. Voi olla materiaalinen asia.
Materialism is not very necessary to me. I can take this packet and go elsewhere. Everything is with me.
But do you? But have you always lived in Finland?
No, I have been lived in Sweden.
When okay.
They sent me to Sweden when I was 2.5 years old, and when I went to be 5, they sent me back to Finland. So.
But you were sent alone there?
Yes, I was a war child.
Hmm.
And this summer I was visited in that place. I meet the people after 45 years, and it was very good.
It's been very emotional too.
Yes, yeah. Yes, mm, it's
I
super.
Can imagine.
Yeah,
and it's an extended family, no?
Yeah. Niin kuin laajennus siihen sun omaan sukulaisuuteen.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I'm very happy about that. It was maybe one moment was difficult when they sent me back to Finland.
Yeah.
But when I now know it, so everything is a good way. I had a very beautiful family and good people there.
Yeah.
So another trip in France is a little bit same, but not that same story. So
you traveled along everywhere?
Not everywhere.
Well, a lot of places.
Yeah, a lot of places.
Mm. Do you like to travel?
Yes, I like.
So because you said you like to learn a new language and go to a country where the language you don't speak.
I like to be with people who are clever than I am, and I like also go to the place what I don't understand.
So that's you can learn it? Favorite. So you can learn about it?
Yes, and that's what I'm doing.
And what place would that? What is a place that fascinates you the most that you don't understand?
Little while I going to understand. Africa was one very good visit like that. I was 84 in Malawi, and it changed me totally that trip. I was there 5 weeks.
Mm.
Yeah. After that, I'm other person.
Mm.
A little bit.
So they still recognized you when
yes.
you returned.
Yes, I feel very homely in Africa.
Do you go back there often, or?
No, I was visited in Mozambique with the students. It was 89, and we had some workshop, and it was also interesting trip. It take 2 years. We stay there 5 weeks, but the trip take 2 years.
2 years. And what sort of workshop was it? What did
it
you?
It was writing.
Oh, writing. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Scriptorium.
In Finnish.
Kirjoitustyöpaja.